This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, he's an independent reporter for many years. We've been talking to him for more than 14 years. He's Mark Dice of MarkDice.com, best-selling author. Find his books at MarkDice.com. I want to, in this short segment, play part of the video that's up on Infowars.com of concerned Americans in San Diego, which is a more conservative area. In L.A., most of the people are actually unable to even really talk or find their ass with both hands. I'm not joking. We don't take pleasure in how dumbed down they are. We actually are trying to expose this so we can have a national debate about it. Now, Austin's a little bit better. Our liberals, only 9 out of 10 say put gun owners in forced labor camps. Only 9 out of 10 believe that dihydrogen monoxide should be banned or that, you know, the Trumps are killing dinosaurs. But they really believe woolly mammoths, saber-toothed tigers, I guess stegosauruses and triceratops that have been dead for millions of years are being killed by the Trumps. We show folks a document cam shot of a Photoshop that was circulating the web, and they're very, very upset about this. So we've got him coming up in the next segment. But let's play a few minutes of him talking to people that are very concerned and actually have the proper politically correct fashionable answers to why it's wrong to be killing dinosaurs that no living human has ever seen. Here it is. See that incredible stegosaurus? See that?
You might have seen the Donald Trump kids are big hunters. They go on these hunting trips just for fun and kill these poor animals. So now, just getting people's reactions to Donald Trump's kids now killing the triceratops in Africa on a hunting expedition.
Okay, so honestly, my opinion is I think they're just getting away with a lot for the simple fact that they're Donald Trump's children.
Would an ordinary person be able to get away with killing a triceratops, or the Donald Trump's kids just being able to get away with that because they're Donald Trump's kids?
I think they're getting away with it because they're Donald Trump's kids, and I think anybody else would just get in trouble, and they're honestly, just, I don't know,
with
jail
the
time.
Animal rights activists.
Yeah, they'll pay a fine for it, and they'll serve their time in jail and
for killing the triceratops. I think it's an endangered species in some countries, so it makes it even worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I agree.
All right, thank you very much. Triceratops is on the endangered species list. Now Donald Trump Jr., a big game hunter, just killed triceratops and posted a picture posing with the dead animal's body. Is that inappropriate? Is that the wrong thing to be doing?
I mean, yeah, definitely. That's very inappropriate. I mean, that's a bad example, obviously, to give to people around, especially for any president, and your kids are out shooting
triceratops,
you know, animals. And
should we allow a president whose children are hunting triceratops to be in the White House?
Definitely not.
They trophy hunt things like lions and tigers and things like that. And now the Trump kids have killed a pterodactyl in their latest hunting expedition. Just getting people's comments on this. Is that inappropriate for them to be trophy hunting those things just for fun when it's not for meat?
I personally wish that people wouldn't do it, but at the end of the day, if there's a right to do it and there's a service that does it,
absolutely.
You gotta let them get a permit to hunt the pterodactyls, I guess.
I don't approve of it. I don't like it, but if they can get a permit and they can do it legally, I guess it's within their rights to do it.
How the hell do people not want to build a pterodactyl?
Donald Trump's kids, Donald Jr. and Eric Trump, are big hunters, and they just killed a saber-toothed tiger.
Okay.
A lot of animal people, a lot of liberals are upset about that. Do you think that was wrong to kill the saber toothed tiger?
I think it was probably because it's not a sustainable animal.
Yeah,
and
it's pretty rare.
Yeah, and the, you know, what's the word for it?
They're an endangered species,
and then it would end up all
folks,
species.
This is a serious broadcast. We've got pterodactyls. We've got woolly mammoths. we've got Stegosaurus is under attack. The Trump children have a time machine. They're going back in time, and we finally found what he thinks the dinosaurs. It was Donald J. Trump Jr.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Listen, I don't get the big deal from Mark Dyess, political analyst, frequent contributor to InfoWars.com. Behind us, we can actually put it on screen. That's a photo here in Texas just a few months ago. My buddy Q, out on my ranch in East Texas, we were hunting velociraptors. I took two down. I had a tag for three. One of them I kind of wounded, but it got away. And I just don't get the criticism that we've seen out there of Donald J. Trump Jr. and Eric Trump for big game hunting. In fact, if you're a TV viewer, you can see this. Video, liberals outraged after Trump kills Triceratops and a pterodactyl. And so Mark Dyess went out. He doesn't edit these videos other than to cut them down. This is who he talked to. Everybody he talked to in San Diego, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, they all believe that Triceratops still live, pterodactyls still live, velociraptors still live. I obviously did not kill a velociraptor 2 weeks ago. It's been reportedly extinct for 25 million years. Whether you believe in that time frame or not. Point is, we don't see these things running around. So I'm going to finish up a clip of this just to illustrate, what do you do with people this dumbed down? Because we go out and 9 out of 10 people say, Obama wants to ban the harmful chemical or just the chemical or the compound dihydrogen monoxide or sodium chloride. Dihydrogen monoxide is water and, of course, sodium chloride is table salt. And almost everyone says, oh, yeah, I want to ban it, including one guy hitting on McAdoo goes, yeah, I've got a chemistry degree from Cornell, baby. So it's like, what happened to their brains? Because they couldn't get, you know, in 100 years playing Jeopardy, they couldn't win one round. Who are these people? Are these the inheritance of the world? Now we're going to talk Hillary and the latest emails and all the big stuff that's coming out. It's huge. One of our stories is a top story on DrudgeReport.com, the new emails of former Secretary of State Colin Powell, where he's talking about how sick Hillary is a year ago with Democratic donors. We're going to cover the waterfront, but finish up before we go to Mark Dice. Here's a little bit more, folks. It's like maybe something 25 million years old. You can get it wrong with a Triceratops is. Even though that's the thing that everybody, like age three, knows what Triceratops is. It's the three big dinosaurs. The Stegosaurus, the Tyrannosaurus, means terrible lizard in Latin. I even know that. And then, of course, the Triceratops, which means three-horned. But no. Then we get into woolly mammoths gone for 100,000 years. Then we get into saber-toothed big cats. So let's go ahead and finish up the clip.
I'm just getting people's reactions now. Donald Trump's children are posting photos of them now. They had killed a woolly mammoth on a hunting expedition just for a trophy to mount the head in their Manhattan apartment. Just getting people's reactions to the Trump kids now killing a woolly mammoth.
I think it's awful that they're doing that and just thinking that it's okay just because they have lots of money that they can throw it away by, you know, taking part in these things, whereas I don't think it's okay that they're doing that.
Now Donald Trump's kids, Eric and Donald Jr., have killed a saber-toothed tiger just for fun. You may have seen the photos going around social media, just getting people's comments on that.
I don't think it's the right move. I mean, a saber-toothed tiger is a beautiful animal, and I mean, I'm sure it's an endangered species.
It's pretty rare.
If you want to, like, you know, go hunt something or kill something, why don't you go fish or something? You know what I mean? Or, I mean, I don't know. I don't believe killing anything's right, personally.
Especially a saber-toothed tiger.
Oh, yeah. That's
so
wrong.
Rare.
I mean, the only reason they're doing it is because they have the money to do it, and, you know, I guess.
And that's what these rich people do for fun. They go and kill these saber-toothed tigers and woolly mammoths, and even, I think, a pterodactyl they had killed once, too.
I think it's inappropriate, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
If I may, saw on social media today, Donald Trump's kids are big hunters. They go in Africa and hunt exotic animals.
Okay.
Now Donald Trump's kids have shot and killed a woolly mammoth. A lot of people are outraged about this. Just getting people's comments on.
You have a nice, attractive, probably 30-year-old woman wearing lingerie and a leather jacket walking around. Beautiful beach, this great heaven of a free market society. I guarantee you she wants my guns. I guarantee you she thinks I'm a racist. I guarantee you she's living in this la-la land heaven compared to North Korea, and she's worried about dinosaurs that the Trumps are killing. So I don't hate this woman. I don't call her deplorable, but what do you do with the magnitude we're dealing with of idiocy? Let's finish up and go to Mark Dice.
Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump killing this woolly mammoth just as a trophy for fun.
Well, I honestly think it's wrong, first of all. Mainly because, okay, if you are going to be the future president and you're trying to put an example to the world, humanity is so evolved in only focusing on the materialistic things that we're living nowadays.
And you shouldn't be hunting woolly mammoths.
So materialistic.
Of course not.
So transcendent. Okay, that's enough. I'm going to go to Mark Dice. It's just, we're illustrating this, not to make fun of them, but to understand, they tell these folks that Donald Trump's a racist. They tell these people that Donald Trump is supporting ISIS when Hillary created it. And they're so uninformed, they believe it. And that's the genius of what Mark Dice does and what jaywalking did and what we do, is to illustrate this horror. What's scary is, Mark, you don't have to even go out all day to find these people. This is who you interviewed. I mean, I know your methodology, it's ours as well. When you have people that know what a Triceratops is, you'll show it. What planet are we living on?
And those are only about half the people that you saw. I try to keep the videos about 3 minutes because it helps with the ratings. A lot of times people shut a video off after 3 or 4 minutes.
Sure, sure. So you're saying you had even more that didn't know what a Triceratops was.
I always have more in the weekly Man on the Street Monday segments. Yes. And the reason I got this idea is because a couple years ago there was a story going around. Somebody posted a photo of Steven Spielberg sitting with an animatronic Triceratops from the original Jurassic Park. And they joked and they said, hey, you know, Steven Spielberg has, killed this poor animal. And it started being spread around Facebook. And there were a lot of people, it made national headlines, that people were outraged about, you know, some supposed hunter. They didn't even know who Steven Spielberg was. They saw a photo of what looked to be a dead Triceratops and a guy sitting there in front of it. They thought that he had killed it. So I decided, again, let's go and test this, as we've been doing here on my YouTube channel for, I don't know, 10 years. I mean, weekly for 3 years. And this is the level of insanity. And sometimes the video is a little redundant because I want to make sure.
Folks, no, you're not just picking and choosing here. This is California.
Southern California is a very special animal. I think we're one of the sources, one of the centers.
No, it's the only place dumber than Austin.
Now, I want to make clear, the videos can be a little redundant because I want to make sure that people know that there's no deceptive editing, where I want you to see that I'm asking them the question, I'm getting their full comments. Easily, I could cut and splice people answering different questions for different things, and it would be dishonest. So I want people to see, these are the people, these are the questions. I mentioned, you can hear it 3 times for most of these. I try to repeat myself 3 times.
You say again, yeah, it's terrible. The Triceratops, they're killing.
This is amazing.
You should go next level, though, next time, and then confront them and go, but I know it'd be a longer video, and say, you know that's a dinosaur that's, sorry, folks, that's 25 million years ago. That's when the dinosaurs ended, supposedly with a comet or whatever they think. The Triceratops was 68 million years ago. So excuse me, but we'll put it back on screen for TV viewers, and I'll give folks the definition of a Triceratops and that entire family. But 68 million years ago, Triceratops is a genus of a herbivore, Cercopod, if I can read that from a distance, dinosaur that first appeared during the stage of the late Cretaceous period, 68 million years ago, in what is now North America. It is one of the last known avant dinosaur genera and became extinct in the Cretaceous extinction 66 million years ago, and it just goes on from there. I mean, what the hell is wrong with these people?
Well, I'll tell you, a couple weeks ago I did a segment where I asked people what city Donald Trump is from, what city is he best known for, where does he live. I mean, hardly anybody knew, Alex, and we target millennials, we target people under 30, it's a college town. And
yeah, but you also target some 56-year-olds.
These people who hate Donald Trump, who think he's a racist, they don't even know what city he's best known for being associated with. I mean, as a kid who grew up in the 80s, I knew probably when I was 7 or 8 years old that Donald Trump is some rich guy from New York City. He has something to do with real estate. They have no idea what region of the country he lives in. Don't know. They don't even know that really one of the most famous, if not the most famous New Yorker. They don't even know that he's from New York.
He's probably the most famous New Yorker, hands down.
Yeah, they know nothing about him. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that we've talked about over the last 10 years that you've been covering for probably 20, that was laughed at. You know, you and Gavin McGinnis were talking about this. It was laughed at, ridiculed, and now people are finally taking it serious, or the establishment is trying to hijack it and spin it. Now, instead of the establishment hacking the elections, which you were warning about back in 2004 or many others, now they're just trying to blame the Russians. Like, the idiocy.
Yeah, now they say, okay, the election will be staged, but Putin's running it, and Putin has poisoned Hillary. That's the Washington Post. Talk about conspiracy theorists.
Even Jimmy Kimmel is admitting that the conspiracy theories about Hillary's health are true. The mainstream media is eating crow because it's so undeniable. And if that
so that's my next question. Their collapse in credibility, where do they go from here?
I don't even know. It's a really exciting time to be alive. And we're on the verge of either a complete renaissance or finally plunging off the cliff. Because if Hillary wins, Hollywood often sets the society agenda, sets the moral agenda, but Washington backs it legally. And so we're going to have, if Hillary wins, we're going to have the backing of the Justice Department to promote all of this complete insanity about the transgender bathroom.
And they're pissed. They know they're losing. It's going to be vengeance.
And we're seeing every day now, as we're in the final stretch of the election here in the final 50-some days, it's getting so dirty. The dirty tricks are coming out.
Oh, and they're licking their chops, Mark, to take our rights. I want to talk about Facebook and Instagram have recently censored and deleted your videos, many others. They admit they're doing it. Massive new censorship. We're seeing things to come if they win. As you said, off the cliff of Renaissance. I'm betting on Renaissance. We'll look at the Jimmy Kimmel thing you mentioned. We have that clip. We'll look at Fox News apologizing to Margaret for claiming on air that he ripped off Jesse Waters. Stay with us.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
I want to go back to this paradox. where I don't think Jimmy Kimmel is part of the New World Order. He just has Hillary on. They basically have a script that's written, and they go with it. And then he says, well, we didn't hear a pop with Hillary. Let's see if it pops with Wolf Blitzer. And it pops, and they go, okay, then I guess it's true. I mean, to their credit, when it's proven that a pickle jar doesn't open in a circle like peanut butter, a pickle jar, it doesn't. It opens with a pop. It's vacuum sealed. Mark Dice was the guy that pointed it out first. I gave him credit. I went and did it here on air. They made a huge national story. I mean, thousands of newspapers, CNN, Fox News, CBS, NBC making fun of me until everybody started calling in. The majority of comments were like, yeah, pickle jars open with a pop. 1 millimeter. Boop. And so then they do it. They go, okay, it pops, but then they go to break. Well, now it comes out that she's falling down. She's collapsing. He actually plays the video, unlike other media that wouldn't show the collapse. They just show her wobbling and say we're discredited because they understand they're not going to sell out their audience and what viewers they have left just to appease the system. There comes a point where it's self-destructive to serve the New World Order. And I think we've reached that demarcation line. Here's Kimmel last night.
You probably know Hillary was coughing a lot in public last week, and then yesterday she was forced to leave a 9/11 memorial because she was feeling faint. Turns out on Friday, Clinton's doctor had diagnosed her with pneumonia, but they kept it secret until this happened, and they were forced to admit it. You know, these conspiracy theories about Hillary Clinton's health would be a lot harder to believe if they didn't actually come true. Or maybe, just maybe there's another story here. Well, let's run the video where she had to be helped into the van. You probably saw this on the news. Now, this is just...
No, you didn't. That's Hillary's, the whole thing.
We see she's being kind of supported by one of her handlers there. And then she stumbles a little bit. And they actually, Secret Service has to kind of put her into the van. They even get in between her and the news cameras. But I tell you, maybe Hillary Clinton doesn't have pneumonia. Maybe Hillary Clinton had a few too many shots of Trump vodka the night before.
That's enough. Yeah, going back to Mark Dice, longer segment coming up. You'll be able to break this down. But right now, Alex Witt is just one we've played. But you saw it. We saw it. Every channel, they first ignored it Sunday. Monday, they would just show her wobbling and then cut it and say, oh, we're a liar. She didn't fall down. Again, in a vacuum, thinking their viewers wouldn't see the full fall down that even Kimmel understood he had to show. I mean, it seems like we've reached a point where people get it.
Yeah, and the media is so deceptive that it's thankfully we have organizations like you and platforms like YouTube to expose them, because CNN, social media, Facebook, they're all in on the manipulation. Just last week, I was going back and forth with Jake Tapper on Twitter. He's the CNN chief Washington correspondent, about their deceptive reports about Trump appearing on Russian television when they omitted that he was really just talking with former face of CNN, Larry King. And so I was going back and forth with him on Twitter, and he finally admitted, well, that's a good point. I guess we probably should have mentioned that it was, you know, Larry King, former CNN. So I did a video just about me taking him to the woodshed and about how deceptive they are. That video on YouTube got 200,000 views. That's more viewers than CNN has on some of their shows.
That's right.
Greta Van Susteren just quit Fox News. She did her first Facebook Live broadcast immediately afterwards. She was stunned that 1 million people tuned in. And so she follows me on Twitter. We were chatting back and forth on Twitter about the new media. And she, much to her credit now, she's finally realizing the power of the new
media. The illusion is falling that Drudge for a decade has said, wait till it falls. It's happening. I mean, I'm not bragging, folks. We reach 30-something million people a week now. It was 28 million a month ago. I'm not bragging. That's bigger than CNN. They just don't get it.
Former Fox News host Greta Van Susteren is now stunned. She's finally catching up to the technology and realizing that from her kitchen she could reach as many people or more as she could on a big show.
And people want her from the kitchen. They're sick of the fake garbage.
And that's why I just turned down another offer to host a major show on a major network, because I'm not going to be told what to do. You know, I've had meetings with these big networks, and I see how this system works, and I don't sign contracts.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, you sell your soul. You get the money, but they then control you.
They control you. They control what you can and can't say. I mean, just when I was in negotiations or just pitching shows last year, I had the producers who meant well, different than the networks themselves, the production company. They started going through some of my videos and some of my tweets, and they were getting worried. Oh, can you delete this video? This might be seen as sexist. And I mean, it's just incredible.
No, you enter the mind control prison that they're in, and you realize these are victims.
They are. They've signed contracts. I mean, you know, figuratively in blood, but they can't talk about certain things. Even Megyn Kelly, she has to wear the clothes. She had to wear those funny eyelashes during one of the debates, which made headlines because they were Betty Boop style, bizarrely big. And she has no control over that.
Oh, my God. I can't even follow my own directives I give myself, much less somebody else's. I'm completely out of control, and thank God. We'll be back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Social engineers think they're smart when they're manipulating a bunch of unconscious zombies. But see, liberty lovers aren't trying to manipulate a bunch of unconscious zombies with some New World Order Central Command broadcast. We want to turn loose the animating contest that is the human spirit. We want to climb a true stairway to heaven to the stars. We want to embrace all of God's promises. We want freedom. And we're going to have it. And anyone that gets in our way will fail. I want to thank everyone that has broken the chains. You can't stop us! All right, Mark Dice is our guest, markdice.com. I want to cover the waterfront with him with a bunch of news articles. If you want to call in briefly with a question or comment for Mark Dice, the guy that goes out and talks to the Southern Californians that are in another world, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Paul Joseph Watson from Her Britannic Majesty's London will be hosting the fourth hour today, always informative, always riveting. Before we go any further, the storable food special wasn't in yesterday, but our new special wasn't ready to launch today, so we're going to keep it one more day, but it's gone tomorrow. 30 to 40% off, all super high quality storable foods. For the price, it is the best tasting, highest quality you're going to find. There are some things less priced out there, but it's like eating, you know, brick siding or sheetrock. This stuff is high quality, tasty, very consumable, a lot of it delicious, but I mean, it's high quality is the point. What I've chosen for my family, for the price, you're not going to find anything even half as good. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. And I don't claim to be Mr. Universe, okay? I gained almost 100 pounds of fat for over a decade not exercising, fighting the New World Order. It's taken me many years to lose close to 60, 70 pounds. But I gained back some of the muscle I had. But I'm showing photos for TV viewers of myself just 4 years ago and just last week. I mean, that's what 70 pounds of fat off of you and a bunch of muscle I gained looks like. There I am 3-4 years ago at Bilderberg in London. This was about 4 years ago. And here I am just about a month or two ago on vacation at the beach. I mean, I've always been a stocky big guy, at least since I was about 15 or 16. But the point is that it's massive, and it's the X2 Survival Shield True Iodine. It's getting the proper vitamins and minerals and things through the Vitamin Mineral Fusion Fruit Punch drink from InfoWarsLife.com. This is what's really turned my life around. We have new BioTru Selenium in right now. We have Rainforce, super high-quality nootropic. Look how we know the info. Look how we have the experts. Look at how we're always on the cutting edge. We've done that now with over 25 products in the 4 years of InfoWarsLife.com. You can also call toll-free to ask about these specials or to order 888-253-3139. But Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality are concentrated cold-pressed herbs, so you get the full effect. Now, we sell Anthroplex, that is the poor man's super male. It's only like $15 less, but it's a bigger dose. It's dry. It comes from fresh organic herbs. It's got a lot of the same herbs, but it's not cold-pressed. It's excellent, and it kind of is a platform for super male or female. But just try it out for yourself. I mean, quite frankly, I'll just wait and see what happens. I'm going to stop right there. It's just that plants, ladies and gentlemen, are the original. The big pharma is trying to copy what the plants are able to do. So your support makes it all possible. Going back to Mark Dice, Mark, looking at all this, where would you, I mean, you already talked about it, but I keep going back to this. Their system is collapsing so fast in front of us. We have state-run Russian TV saying, basically the mouth of Putin saying, his best buddy saying, you know, they're going to try to kill Trump. I see that as their only move. They're so desperate. But then Hillary and her low energy and all of her corruption seems to be emblematic of how this system is on its last leg.
You know, it's very exciting because we're right on the verge. Like I said, either a renaissance or we're going off the cliff. And we're seeing so many people that are waking up, so much that you've been reporting, that Matt Drudge has been reporting for over a decade, finally getting recognized. And it's so undeniable that the mainstream media has to cover it. But we're also seeing that the censorship and the manipulation still quite powerful, things that we've been warning about and documenting for years, still happening now that most people, the young people at least, rely on social media for their news, things that we were talking about the trending topics being manipulated, finally being confirmed, making its way into the mainstream
media.
The
internet's being handed over to the UN in 1 month.
But it's still happening. I mean, I just last week I had several Instagram posts removed and a Facebook post removed for what they said were terms of service.
So the
violation.
Censorship is intensified. So what do? We speak out for freedom, congressional hearings, but we also support independent platforms like DrudgeReport.com, InfoWars.com, MarkDice.com. More than ever, that's the last phase to get censored. people who bitch at us all day and say, do your own thing. We are. We try to go and spread it all for free to wake people up on the big social networks, but we need people to support the actual original platforms.
Yeah, and you know, things that we've been doing and talking about for years are happening. YouTube demonetizing sensitive content finally made mainstream news, but this is something that I've been dealing
with.
That's
social engineering, and they've openly announced the Chinese-style model of we'll explain to people.
Well, we have been dealing with this for over a year, a lot of alternative media on YouTube where they would just turn off ads, they would demonetize videos, they would remove them, saying it's just sensitive content. It's not advertiser friendly. And this is literally over a year ago. And finally, after a big YouTuber had one of his videos demonetized, he raised awareness about this. It was a top trend on Twitter. Hashtag YouTube is over party. And so people were finally talking about this. But literally, this has been happening for over a year. So even the top trend on Twitter, the mainstream media, they're a year behind. And so, you know, we've been talking about Facebook censoring. I've had it happen multiple times.
We've had them censor us and suspend us for days routinely. But let me show people a Bloomberg article. Publishers may get paid for web news as EU swipes at Google. When Drudge links to your page, you do backflips. But no, they're bitching. They say when Drudge or anybody else links to them, they want you to pay for linking and sending them traffic. This is incredible. This is how they want to censor. This is in the TPP.
There's no appeal process on Facebook. They just deleted the post. They wouldn't let me log in. They logged me out, and they just simply had an okay button, and they said, you violated our terms of service.
Okay.
And you must approve, you must agree that you did. Or you can't log in and you can't use it.
And they know that Pavlovianly you're going to agree to be able to even get into your stuff.
Yeah, there was no appeal process. They didn't even send an email. Instagram didn't even send an email showing which post was removed. I just happened to notice it because it was the most recent one.
Sure, so that's Kafka-esque. They won't even tell you what you've done wrong.
No, and it gets even worse. Then I posted a screenshot on my Instagram. I don't really use Instagram much. I'm more of a YouTube guy and Facebook guy. But I took a screenshot of the notification of the violation, which didn't even show the meme that was deleted, which I'll tell you about. It's certainly not even offensive. It was quite funny and very relevant. So I posted a screenshot saying, hey, guys, they removed my post denouncing discrimination against white people regarding the black-only dorms and the black segregation, black safe spaces. So Instagram gave me another strike, Alex, and they deleted that.
And let's expand on that. It's that it's indefensible to call for white and black segregation. If you want to do it on your own, that's your issue. But the point is that this is like saying, I won't hire anybody who's Hispanic or I won't hire anybody who's Asian. It's super racist. It's wrong. I'll hire who's capable and get the job done. I don't care what color you are. But you're pointing out that all over the country, colleges are officially segregating again, and then you're the racist.
And I posted another meme. It just simply showed a 1950s cartoon character, and it said, only we can call each other cracker. And it's referring to the controversy about how black people and the social justice warriors get really offended if a white person says, I don't even think it's cool, really, the N-word, because the N-word has an E-R on the end. But if they simply quote or sing along to rap songs that have a certain other word that starts with an N and ends with an A, people get all offended. So I posted this meme, and it said, hey, only we can call each other cracker. Just kind of making fun of the double standard. Both Instagram and Facebook deleted that post as well.
Well, there's no doubt that they're pushing censorship now because they're losing the information war. And I don't just say this because I want to be self-serving or, you know, because I want to win and basically have hopeful thinking, wishful thinking. I don't see them ever getting away with this. Their whole globalist plan, no matter how technocratic, no matter how centralized, is dead on arrival, Mark. I mean, I really am very, very positive. People don't have been very, very negative a decade ago or even 4 or 5 years ago. I'm very, very positive right now. We've got some bad water to go through, you know, big storm. There's going to be some problems, but that which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger. I think as things sit right now, these people are in deep crap.
Well, look, when they banned Milo Yiannopoulos from Twitter, they just created perhaps thousands and thousands of Milo clones, people who use his profile picture and name their Twitter account Milo. And so they just literally...
It's I Am Spartacus. You kill Spartacus in the slave rebellion in Italy, and then you create 50,000 Spartacuses.
They just gave birth to him. And the more they try to hate us, it only makes us more powerful. I was trending on Twitter for the first time after the DNC because I posted a joke about Michelle Obama. I simply posted a picture and I said, hey, how nice of them to, you know, include a transgender speaker at the DNC. Very, very progressive. And I was trending on Twitter from tens of thousands of people calling for me to be banned from Twitter. And all they did is introduce me to more people. And so the more they try to stop us at this point, their tactics are so ineffective. And since we have the truth on our side, since we are backed by the Constitution, since we have so many people that we have each other's back, that if they try to take one of us down, everybody
else... And
that's
the key. We have to keep, people say, oh, I fought censorship and won, but I won't do it over and over again. It's the animating contest of liberty. You have to fight and fight and fight and fight and fight. That's what it's all about, like breathing. Breathing is part of living. It's not a job. This is what makes us strong. The evil we have to oppose is what makes us strong. Let's go to Kyle in Canada. You're on the air with Mark Dice of MarkDice.com. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hi, Mark. My question is, I was just wondering, I live in Canada, so I was kind of surprised by the answers you get out of those Californians, but I'm just wondering if you think that the people in those videos agree because you're appearing to be a source of a media outlet, or are they just really that ignorant?
That's a good point. I mean, a lot of them are just doing it to agree, but it shows their mind control. Go ahead, Mark.
It's both. It's, you know, different segments. I'll sort of highlight the different aspects of his question. So it is both. Many of them don't have any idea what's going on. That's clear from their answers. Many of them also, because I appear to be an authority figure, because I have a...
By the way, recap it for new listeners. We have new listeners every second. You were out there in San Diego. Everybody you talked to said the Trump sons are bad for hunting pterodactyls and triceratops, extinct dinosaurs. So I don't think... Yeah. I mean, I think sometimes they might go along with you just to seem friendly. But with this, no. I'd say, dude, that's extinct. There's no way he's hunting dinosaurs.
Now, so, yeah, what I do is I tell people, you know, fake news stories, and I think that Jimmy Kimmel has sort of put his own spin on it and made it into a segment, you know, Lie Witness News, which is kind of a similar thing to what I do, which I believe is just a copy of what I was doing, my own spin on Jay Leno's jaywalking. But, you know, the latest segment last week on my YouTube channel, I told people that the Trump kids were, you know, hunting pterodactyls and they killed triceratops, and this is, you know, is this an outrage? Is this acceptable? Should they be punished? And a lot of people thought, yeah, you know, this is terrible. This is wrong. You shouldn't be hunting endangered species. So to answer Kyle's question, because I have a microphone, I have a symbol of power, because I appear to be an authority figure, I represent the media, the agenda, what is right. I pretend to
so
be.
So it illustrates the mind control thought. One way or the other. Kyle, anything else?
No, that was all I was really thinking, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I think sometimes it's the authority figure thing, but most of the time, I mean, he'll go, so put gun owners in a forced camp. He goes, yeah, I'm sick of them. It's like some old white professor guy. You know, and these people are very dangerous. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Oregon. You're on the air with Mark Dice. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. We're both watching, or all of us are watching the same thing, and we got like a punch-drunk boxer and Hillary up against the ropes. And pretty much it's like the Rocky IV movie. They're just refusing to throw in their white towel, and I'm not sure if somebody's going to get hurt or not, because it's pretty sad at this point watching and then everyone standing by and basically like, oh, she's fine. She's going to get there and everything. But I just want you guys to answer this, because where is Bill in all this? He's never there. I never see him at any of her speeches or get-togethers or anything. It's just
that's a great question, Mike. I appreciate you bringing that up to Mark Dice. I mean, for me, Mr. Dice, Bill looks like he's even sicker than Hillary, and half the time he can't seem to string a sentence together.
You know, I think they're separating them because they don't want to give the impression that it's going to be a third term for Clinton. So they're trying to have the two Clintons be completely separate entities. And by having him be along by her side, it's going to appear as if it's Bill that's running. And so they're trying to really create the distinction between Bill and Hillary, keeping him in the background. And you might have already covered this. The CBS edited out him admitting that she frequently passes out.
You know, since you raised that, it's a big deal. In fact, I have the clip of Alex Witt, too. We'll play after the break. For TV viewers, it's obviously more powerful than radio listeners. Radio listeners can't see it, which is why I brought TV to radio 18 years ago. I would say stuff, people didn't believe it, so I started not just webcamming, but actually showing people the articles and video live on air and kind of pioneering this genre. That's why they say necessity is the mother of invention. But again, they go, she didn't fall down. Look at the video. And it's just her stumbling. But next she falls on her face. Such deception. And like you said, Mark, they're in their own bubble. They don't know everyone's hating them, even though the studies show 6% of the people trust the mainstream media. Does the mainstream media, Mark Dice, know what jokes they are?
No, they're desperate. They're trying. I mean, they literally have fewer viewers than many YouTube channels. It's quite obvious, especially with when we can share through social media original clips like the CBS clip showing Clinton admit that she, quote, frequently passes out, and then CBS for the evening news later gotcha. That day edits it around.
Does she infrequently? Let's go to that clip right now. Here it is.
When you look at that collapse, that video that was taken, you wonder if it's not more serious.
No, she...
than dehydration.
She's
and,
been... well, if it is, it's a mystery to me and all of her doctors, because... rarely, but on more than one occasion over the last many, many years, the same sort of things happened to her when she just got severely dehydrated.
Now the edit where they cut it out. This is how dumb I think you are.
No, she's
been dehydration.
She's been, if it is, it's a mystery to me and all of her doctors. Rarely, but on more than one occasion over the last many, many years, the same sort of things happened to her when she just got severely dehydrated.
We'll be back after the break and play Alex Witt saying she didn't fall down. She's doing great. Look, and then they cut when she falls down. I mean, wow, this is beyond the Soviet Union.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started
started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Don't call your name out your window. I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head.
Don't call your kinfolk.
Don't send your kinfolks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone.
I'll be gone, like I said.
That's what I'm saying in the New World Order.
You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along.
Lay there in your bed.
Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old
familiar. What's happening? We're breaking with the globalists forever. Understand your man. Shout out your bad talking.
Bad mouthing. Understand.
All right, and that's what's happening. Here is Alex Witt, this lady on MSNBC. And she's just emblematic. Again, I just picked one of many. Where they would show, well, she stumbled, and they don't show her falling down, and we show it. Imagine. I mean, I couldn't imagine as a talk show host, keeping the truth straight is hard and all the facts. I couldn't imagine, like, trying to lie and keep it all straight. I mean, wow, yeah, no rest for the wicked is true. And then knowing that tens of millions had already seen this online and then cutting it, this is an arrogant creature. Let's play the clip for TV viewers. Radio listeners, I've already described it, but here it is.
What we will see here now is her getting into the car. She was a little bit unstable there. She was a little bit wobbly. That's, I think, an appropriate word to use. You can see right there.
So they just cut, Mark. This is the essence of these people.
Her MSNBC doctor who was saying that she's perfectly healthy. This just looks like a little dehydration. Wouldn't recommend. And you can sometimes you just instinctively know when someone is lying. And to see this doctor, sort of to help people be healthy and not lie about their health, lying on television was just absolutely incredible. Yeah, they cut the clip. They deceptively edit. They re-edited the Bill Clinton clip. They even cut him out for one of the segments, like rubbing on his face as soon as he was asked the question, all nervous about he can't believe that he's being asked this question. It's an exciting time, but it's still an uphill battle. And it's we see every day as the election approaches, the smears are going to get worse and worse. So we have to remain vigilant. It's an exciting time. I mean, I tell you, I'm up till 3 o'clock in the morning every night working and writing and putting together stuff. And I
Me
know
too.
That you are, too. It's really incredible.
54 days. I think they're going to try to steal the election. I think that's going to be their move, not kill Trump. Because if they kill Trump, it's too obvious. They may still do that, but I think it's still the election.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, there have been documentaries about how easy it is to hack the electronic voting machines. And, of course, the establishment was saying that that was just a conspiracy theory 10 years ago and even 4 years ago. But now that it looks like Trump has the possibility of actually winning, it looks like they may actually be using this as a cover to actually go in and then hack the machines under the disguise of attempting to try to prevent
Absolutely.
It.
So, let's throw in a call from Tim in Wyoming and do 5 more minutes if you can talk to a few other callers before Paul Watson takes over. Tim, you got a question for Mark Dice. Go ahead and get in.
Yes, hi, Mr. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Mr. Dice, I have a question for you. I'm from Northern California. I never found as many stupid people as you seem to find in Southern California. It's incredible. What's the percentage you'd say of people that are actually awake and have a living brain in their heads?
He's showing who he talks to. I mean, Mark.
5%, if that. I mean, it's we're at like a 70% or 80% ratio of people who will fall for or believe or give idiotic comments in the videos. It's astounding. I mean, every day after a shoot, and we'll go.
Yeah, folks,
you
understand? We're not cherry picking turds here. This is in Austin. It's like just as almost as bad.
No, many of the episodes, nobody calls me out. I mean, just it's like shooting fish in a barrel. It's sad. It might be a Southern California thing. I've been to Northern California, a very nice place. People a lot more informed and educated.
That's right. Stay there, Tim. I'll have you have a comeback with Mark Dice. We're back in 70 seconds. Fourth hour. Some stations don't carry it. They should. We love them. Infowars.com/show. Fourth hour. Paul Watson coming up. Five more. Straight ahead with myself and Mark Dice.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.